The Truth About the Kingdom of God. Jesus taught his followers to pray, "Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place, as in heaven, also on earth." Matthew 6:9-10. What is God's kingdom? What does it do? And why should we pray for it? Jesus is the King of God's kingdom. Luke 1:31-33. You are to name him Jesus. This one will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and Jehovah God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule as king over the house of Jacob forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom. The kingdom was the central theme of Jesus' preaching. Matthew 9:35. Jesus set out on a tour of all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the good news of the kingdom and curing every sort of disease and every sort of infirmity. Jesus gave his disciples a sign to help them know when the kingdom was about to come. Matthew 24:7. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be food shortages and earthquakes in one place after another. Jesus' disciples now preach about the kingdom earthwide. Matthew 24:14. And this good news of the kingdom will be preached in all the inhabited earth for a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. God's kingdom, the facts. Location. God's kingdom is a real government set up by God in heaven. Purpose. God's kingdom will transform the earth into a paradise home where all humans will live in peace and harmony and never get sick or die. Rulers. God appointed Jesus as the king to rule in heaven along with 144,000 co-rulers who are bought from the earth. Subjects. The subjects of the kingdom will live on earth and willingly submit to Jesus' rulership and obey the kingdom's laws. Why Jesus is best qualified to rule mankind. While on earth, Jesus proved that he would be a capable and loving ruler because he showed concern for the poor, hated corruption and injustice, controlled the forces of nature, fed thousands of people, felt pity for the sick and cured all who were suffering, raised the dead back to life. How God's kingdom can benefit you now. You can live a happier life now if you become a subject of God's kingdom. For example, subjects of the kingdom pursue peace with all people, Hebrews 12:14. Enjoy peace and unity in the family because marriage mates love and respect each other. Have a happy and fulfilling life because of being conscious of their spiritual need, Matthew 5:3.